Ramble.
Welcome back to the Guilty Pleasure Podcast, the show that loves what it loves. I'm your host, Kelsey Darrow, as always with my other co-host, Garrick Bernard.
Yes, man.
Rick, you're back.
Back.
Your face. I can feel you. I can smell you.
Wow,
you have a new Rolex on. Your calves are bigger than I've ever seen in my life.
Tell them.
You're cut in the back of your arm.
That's a good muscle.
You wear
That's
your hat muscle. Like a
yeah.
little cooler. It's all very confusing. So happy for you.
Hey.
And Zach Kornfeld, what happened to you?
I got hot.
And blonde, but your voice has stayed about the same.
Same, yeah.
Zach Noe Towers, my very bestest friend. Also my other co-host on the television show, Dating No Filters.
Yes.
Wow. Where we judge people who are just trying to find love.
Yeah, fuck those people.
We already got annoyed.
We are already? We haven't even started.
We haven't even been
Who is that guy with the... There's just no way we're going to do this movie.
I don't know.
Actually, you know what? If you just lock that door, no one can
tell
us anything.
There it is. I love that idea.
Also, I immediately feel so weird for saying I got hot.
Why?
I think because it's a rude
intro. Funny. No, it's very funny. Don't ever second guess yourself. This is not an internet friendly podcast, so don't feel bad for insulting Zach.
I love Zach, though.
He needs to be knocked down a few pegs.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I stand by it.
Okay. You're very funny stand-up comedian. You actually know Rick from the world of stand-up.
Yeah.
So this is nothing new. Zach Kornfeld is actually here. He's just in the other room shooting.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care about this podcast.
He's not prioritizing it.
Exactly.
And that's how people come for your spot, Zach.
Which is very unfortunate because we are doing maybe the most requested movie we get in the DMs and on Twitter.
Right.
I'm very scared, but we're just going to go ahead and go right into it.
I don't understand why it's the most requested.
Is it really the most requested?
I think it's the most requested because it's one of the worst rated. It has one of the
sitting,
most
It's
razzies.
Sitting at a solid 6%.
Well, I think that's a little high.
Yeah, really? I think we should definitely. It's really hard to not tear this movie to shreds.
And we're gonna try and be neutral to a degree
and just love. Loves what it loves.
If you haven't guessed by now, my guilty horrors, we're talking about 2003's Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, Razzie favorite. Geely. Not to be confused with Jiggly.
Nope. Or Giggly.
Or Giggly.
Or Gigi.
Gigi. I've read Gigi a bunch of times.
Before I give the log line, what are y'all's personal connections to this movie?
When driving around, I remember in 2003, on the corner of Slauson and Stalker, there was a giant Geely billboard. And I just every time I'd be going to church or school, it would just be right there. And I would just see Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez kind of be in love in their fucking stupid leather jackets. And I'm like, oh, this is a movie about Jersey.
A rom-com.
Amazing. A rom-com.
About Jersey.
Beautiful.
I have
based
news
in
for you.
Fucking Los Angeles.
Yeah, your what, hometown.
My hometown.
Your home.
And it just didn't even make sense.
No.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's your personal connection. Is a billboard. That's how I know you were a good guy who didn't do too much hard drugs before your brain was fully functioning, because you can remember fucking 2003.
Oh, that's about the only thing I can remember.
Okay,
from
never
it,
mind.
So.
I take my invitation.
2003. How you were young then?
Yeah.
Do you know what age you start doing drugs in Florida?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You start taking liquor out
home
of
the
liquor
hospital.
Cabinet.
They send you a little meth pipe.
Yeah. It's part of the welcome home package. Zachary, what's your connection?
I don't really want to associate with this film. I don't feel comfortable saying I know this film or that I ever supported this film.
You're not their number one fan.
I do have memories of walking into a video store, like a Blockbuster type store.
R.I.P.
And on the shelves, maybe there were DVDs at this point, but Geely was always in stock.
Wow, you said it so perfectly. You say Geely, you're from
Geely.
Italy.
Geely.
Well, maybe I am.
Geely.
No, you're like blonde hair, blood. Like you're absolutely.
I just did, I got Swedish. Ancestry sent me an update and they're like, yeah, you're for sure from Ireland and Scotland. I was
you
already told me that.
Wow.
They would rub it in my face.
Sometimes they like to send updates to destroy your confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you about.
You have new information. I was like, ooh. And like, no. Oh, that's the same.
I told you about Jared's. We found out that he's Mongolian and African.
No way.
Yeah, his in grandfather was half black, which we knew.
Oh, okay.
And right. He's Ashkenazi mostly, but okay. Then Mongolian and African.
Wow.
It's very... we're going to go back. We're going to send in another
swab. I'm
going
to say the half black sent in the height and that's it.
you like if you saw photos of his family, you'd be like, why do half of those Jewish people have afros, but not Jew afros? Not they're Jews. Like afro afros.
Wow. That's anyway, interesting. That's an interesting mix.
He's an interesting mix. So my relation to this movie, Gigli, is all I know was that this was... the hottest moment of Bennifer was existing.
It? Yeah, this is like the peak of their dying star.
Yes.
It had to have contributed, though, to their breakup.
Okay.
Like it's the shared trauma. Gotta like be. They're like, they see each other and they see press for Gigli.
Maybe. But they're back. They're over the trauma. They're over the 20 trauma
years.
Of the movie.
More than 20 years.
To be fair, it needs to be more than 20 years because of this movie being so terrible.
You know, I think that also adds to why we're doing this episode was not only because it's one of the worst rated movies of all time, but like Bennifer's back and how do we feel about it?
I feel great.
You like it?
I like it.
You like Jennifer Affleck?
I like seeing couples get back together after being split for a long time.
I think that's I do. Sweet. I like that as well. Yeah.
You don't think you take out the trash for a reason?
No.
Well, who's the trash?
Who's the trash? In this scenario, it is the one with the back tattoo. So
yeah, it's Ben Affleck.
But
wait, she also has a back tattoo.
I was going to say, you really threw me through a loop. But his is
you
a special type
what
of dragon.
Kind of back tattoo I'm talking about. Yeah, anybody with a giant
rising phoenix
or sublime tattoo.
But look, he did that and got... Jennifer back.
I got Jennifer Lopez because Ben Affleck is a normal dude. I love him.
Really?
Hot take. I like Ben Affleck a lot.
You know
over
what?
I like him more than Matt Damon.
I like him more than
I
Matt
know.
Damon.
They probably don't like to be paired up, but if they, in a fire, I
you
would
don't think that they
Ben.
Like to be paired up?
Probably not.
Because
they like started together. So they probably want to like do their own thing.
Right? I you just made me realize that I also like Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And I don't know where this intense supposed to be hating him came from.
Because he's creepy. He's like a normal creepy dude. I don't know why. I know that's not a good thing to like root for, but like him just being like a
normal
guy,
one other
creepy
normal
guy,
actor,
a normal creepy
can't.
Guy. He's just some dude that like found out that he could like do looks
do
to
the
camera,
minimum.
Do the
yeah.
bare minimum to camera, and like win Oscars for it. And he always seems like he wandered on set. And everybody was just like, oh, you're handsome. You can
you
play the lead.
Those dimples.
Yeah.
Now, this was the height of Bennifer. Would you guys say that this Bennifer, that is today's Bennifer, is stronger than the 2003 Bennifer?
Oh, no.
That was it?
This is for sure weaker. This is, hey, we need to die together.
Okay. Like, the pandemic like shook them into...
You don't think they're like using each other for clout?
I think they know that the world is coming to an end.
They are in the Illuminati.
They're just like, let's just get
ride
this
that
over.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. Good
they
to
don't.
Know.
Yeah, and they don't need clout at this point.
No,
like,
they don't.
Ben
could use a redemption. I don't know why. Again, I don't know why I fucking hate him or like society made me hate him.
Yeah.
But he, based on Twitter, he could use a redemption. I think being with J Lo.
Wait, was he Batman?
He was Batman. He was Batman. He was probably one of the closer iterations of Batman. The way that he was like beating the living shit out of people.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is the guy.
And his voice was very bad.
It was very bad.
And there's the cigarette meme of him where he's standing outside looking like he's just had the hardest
the
life.
And that's what the relatability comes from.
That's,
it's just a normal guy that just happens to
you
be
you can't
famous.
Be a normal guy that's that famous. You have to be a little, you have to be right. like J-Lo.
Have you seen the creepy video of,
no.
Okay, so oh, some no. girl matched with him on
Raya.
Yeah.
Raya. And she was just like, this is not Ben Affleck. Goodbye. And then he sent her a video. In her Instagram DMs.
Yes.
And he's like,
hey Kayla.
Kaylee or whatever her name. It's me.
No.
It's Ben Affleck.
You're fucking kidding.
That video is out. Like,
Miles, is there a way to pull that up?
It's so funny.
It is creepy.
It's creepy, but it's funny. I think he was trying to be funny.
Oh, I hope so.
When did this happen?
This was like mid-pandemic. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Okay, let's see. Let's hear creepy Ben Affleck.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about something to get better. I'm trying to get rid of them, but nothing seems to
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Okay, I think he's being funny.
I think he's being funny.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it less creepy.
Yeah. It's because he's an old, like, but he's a dad.
Yeah, 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 you're right.
Does he have kids?
Is he a father? No.
He doesn't have kids, right?
No, but she has kids.
J-Lo does.
She's like seven.
With that body?
They're stem cells. We'll talk about that later. 100%.
But so he has dad energy. That's why the camera was so close.
Because he doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a creep.
He's just watching
fucking Fox and Friends.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Sure. On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Okay.
He takes pictures with his iPad.
Stop dragging him. We haven't even started talking about the movie
yet. Oh, yeah.
Yet.
You're right.
Okay.
But I say all that to say he brings that energy to the movie.
And you like him. And you're a fan of his. Okay.
I like Argo a lot. A lot.
I'm not gonna lie, I just like Argo.
Oh, Argo is pretty good.
Okay, oh my God.
I was on the edge of my seat on
Giggly
Argo.
Giggly is a movie.
We should say it differently every time.
How do you
Giggly.
Say?
I just say Giggly.
Giggly. Okay. Giggly.
Googly eyes.
Is a rom-com / crime / drama / we're not really sure what kind of movie it is. Ben Affleck, who is a contracted criminal guy
hitman/crime person.
He's just in the mob.
Sure.
He's actually the original gangster. According
he's the
to
original gangster.
Log. Shut up. I'm giving the log.
Okay.
Log.
Yeah, well, right. That's important.
God damn it. Okay, Ben Affleck plays Giggly, the mobster guy who gets hired by the head mobster guy to kidnap a man.
What kind of man?
What kind of man?
He's differently abled mentally, and we'll talk about that.
Can you do an impression?
No, thanks.
No. Can you cancel yourself?
Come to surprise. Knock, knock, knock. Who's on the door? The mob guy also sent another contracted killer crime person played by Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer.
Because you made me say Giggly. And what's going to happen when two contracted killer murder crime people have to kidnap and babysit the same person? This is Giggly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow.
I feel like Zach would have done that. Not you, Zach. The other Zach would have done that way better.
No, you got it.
You nailed it.
You nailed it.
Okay, wait. Let's just get this one thing out of. Let's just get the first elephant in the room, overarching cancel factor about this movie that makes it the most cringe fucking worthy movie of all time.
Okay.
Is J-Lo appropriating Asian culture.
Yes. Absolutely.
Besides that, is Ben Affleck's character is told to kidnap a differently abled person. And how do we say that this character is played by the white guy from the Hangover movies?
Yep. Okay, there's literally six white guys in the Hangover movies.
The
one that gets hangovers.
Pick any of them. They're all the same except for Zach Galifianakis.
The one that was getting married.
Yes. The Hangover.
He offensively plays someone that...
Is differently abled
mentally, and it's so
the
cringe,
the rage that one of my good friends, his brother is differently abled, and so I just grew up with somebody like that that's just like in our house on at sleepovers and all of that stuff, and so seeing his depiction was so annoying
because
they're not children.
No, it would have been better if this was a child
was a child being kidnapped, right. Just if that's what you wanted to do, yeah. Go for it. But we can tell that you didn't want to work 10-hour days.
Right.
We can truly tell that you yeah. did not want to have a kid go yes. home early. Yes. And now we have to wrap shooting because yes. this kid has to go home. Whatever. Yeah. He's like, we need an adult that's also a child. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, the writers were like, we've nailed this.
Don't be offensive because you found a loophole, you piece of shit.
And this was just on the cusp of people being like, maybe we shouldn't do this anymore.
Right.
After the Rain Mans of the world and universe and giving out awards and things like that. Maybe we should. So I feel like that's also why this movie got a fuck ton of backlash is because also this man is collateral in the game of crime.
Sure. Right.
And it adds and takes away. It adds nothing and takes away just
so much.
So much.
Probably 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Honestly,
I would say it would have been at least like a 56.
And because, and this was like my first couple notes was like, what fucking genre is this movie?
Oh my God.
There's a scene where somebody gets their head blown off.
Oh,
and like, then they play the Bridget Jones Diary music in the background.
None of the music matches the scene
at all.
When they're like making love, there's this like tender guitar, and I'm like, no, they're fucking play like rock music.
Yeah,
like,
and they're fucking not out of love. It's because she just wanted to.
Yeah,
like she just wanted to. I want to.
There was a little power dynamic. Like she was the top,
right?
But then it was like then she flipped right over. Right. You know?
We'll get to that.
She gave up on that.
Yeah, she gave up real quick.
Where are we when we pick up here? Is that Ben Affleck kidnaps this guy? Jennifer Lopez gets brought in to also like then now babysit him.
Yeah,
and they are on like a 2 to 3 day adventure with each other.
It's
not a buddy cop. It's not a drama, but it is because then someone also tries to like unalive themselves and they literally show the fucking.
Oh my God, I forgot about that part.
Oh my God. Like this movie has no.
I was looking at my phone when that happened and I looked back up and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. So where do we even start?
I don't know.
Now that we've gotten that big overarching, like, holy fucking shit, we know.
Should we start? At pleasures.
Try.
Okay.
They'll be short.
Try.
Sure.
I think that the bones of this movie are solid.
Ah! Oh no, I'm gonna get yelled at. That was too loud. Yeah.
I think that it is close enough to a solid outline for a movie.
Sure.
Where it's just like, okay, this odd couple comes together.
Yes. Two contract killers to work.
A mob. Entrance drama or like rom-com could be something, but it's just like all of these things could be something.
Yes. Yes.
But when you throw them together and then add a mentally handicapped person, it doesn't make sense.
No,
it just makes people upset.
And you're like, wait, are they trying to make this funny? Because it's not, and it's not a comedy, but the lines you're saying are insinuating.
Jokes, like, and then the music is
like clown. Jokey.
And you have a lesbian, a self-proclaimed lesbian who's told,
yes,
maybe you should keep an open mind.
Right.
Maybe you should be with men.
And it's like,
and then she does
that,
kind of, and you're like,
Jennifer Lopez.
Right. Jennifer Lopez.
Supposedly gay.
Okay.
Right.
We're on pleasures.
Another pleasure. Yeah. Second pleasure. Jennifer Lopez is at like God tier J-Lo at this point.
Jeans.
Oh my
the
God.
Yoga scene.
The yoga scene.
When she says, my pussy.
Oh.
No, there's a better line. Vagina. Hold on.
My pussy.
Because there are great quotes in this movie.
Oh, the best
too.
Quotes. The IMDb quote section was.
They make my penis sneeze.
Yep.
Hot women make my penis sneeze. Uh-huh. The mouth is the twin sister of the vagina.
Great.
Gobble, gobble. It's turkey day.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
It's turkey time. Yep. Okay. So every time in the room, somebody says like.
Say what the room means.
The writer's room for a show.
Yes.
We have found it fun that whenever a line is bad or a line of dialogue is bad, we'll say gobble, gobble.
Stop.
It's turning time.
Is it from Geely?
From Geely, because that is probably one of the worst lines of all time. It's not calling back.
She's talking about eating her pussy. I don't know if she said that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Not, and she makes it sound like that's what you say.
That's what you say.
You guys don't say? Oh, you wouldn't know you don't have a pussy.
She was trying to pull it off.
You sitting back.
I'm sorry. I just
no. She acts like she has a dick in this movie. Right. She fully has big dick energy.
She does.
She does.
And she opens her legs and says, "Gobble, gobble," gobble. And Ben Affleck goes, "Huh?"
Yeah.
As if it's not obvious.
Right.
And she's she says, "It's turkey time."
Yeah.
Huh? And she looks down at her pussy and says, "It's gobble, gobble.
Turkey time."
Gobble,
first gobble. Of all, I thought stuffing. Like. Right. Let's get to stuffing.
That makes right. more sense.
Right.
Even gobble gobble could have been like gargle gargle or yeah.
Why was that what you go for?
The whole idea of Jennifer Lopez being gay just didn't work.
Right.
Like her announcement that she's gay because she's had men and they were trash, and so she went to women and realized they were so much better.
Right.
It just is the most unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
Because, and this was one of my pleasures, their chemistry, too good.
Great.
Her and Ben.
It's real good chemistry.
It's so obvious they're deeply in love and fucking that I was like, I'm uncomfortable. I feel like I'm actually watching Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Oh, that's interesting.
Kiss.
Real good chemistry.
I was not uncomfortable for that reason. Maybe I can't pick up on straight chemistry.
Probably not.
Maybe.
You're pretty gay.
if Ben Affleck wasn't overacting as this like weird Jersey / townie dude in Los Angeles.
I know.
Fair. You're in LA.
I
know you guys are both in LA, so you don't want to move to film it in Jersey where it's supposed to be filmed.
Yes.
I get that.
Boston, anywhere.
Anywhere, but
not LA.
If you're in LA, use your normal fucking accent. Voice, you don't have to do the whole I'm from Jersey.
Hey, that being said, unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
My first pleasure that I wrote down was
his accent?
I don't know why, but Ben Affleck as a gangster works every fucking time on me. I know I'm not supposed to.
How many times has he done it?
The Town?
Didn't see it.
The Town makes me wet thinking about it.
Really?
That is the best movie. Are you kidding me?
Why? Why does it make you wet?
Oh, right? Those accents?
Yeah.
They're hard as fuck.
Isn't it like Boston?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, that accent.
It's great.
Sounds like you dropped someone in a garbage disposal.
But like, I know I'm not supposed to believe him as a gangster, and I do. Every time when he's going off on his strange monologue about being the most cutthroat gangster that ever,
I was laughing.
You like
laughing.
That?
I'm
the original gangster.
I'm repulsed by it, but I believe it.
Yeah,
I believe him every time when he's like, "I grew up in the rough, and I'm a thug. You want to be a thug?" I'm like, "I believe you. You've had a hard life. You're a regular man.
Yeah,
who grew up as a hard life boy."
And it's like you said. Now that you said it has the bones of a good movie, like. There are places you could do easy fixes.
Yes.
Like make her bisexual.
Yes.
So will they, won't they?
Make her ace? No.
This is not the bi visibility that we were asking for. Ben Affleck immediately tries to sleep with the other contracted killer and she says, you're not my type? And he's like, what isn't about me isn't your type? And she says, your penis. And I'm like, first of all, I don't fucking believe you, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Second, and doesn't she grab his dick moments later?
She's
in bed. She's
in
like,
his face, making out with him the entire movie.
Yeah.
She's literally in love with him as they were filming this movie. They got engaged the November that this year, the year that this movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like peak honeymooning, like in love with each other. And I just didn't believe her for a second. And the whole movie, this is the worst way. They made a whole movie about killing a man's toxic masculinity.
Oh my God.
Toxic
masculinity, the movie. Yeah.
And it doesn't get killed at all. He doesn't change. He doesn't turn into a different person. He just gives himself
and
up.
And the way you
at the end
do
he goes,
it.
If you ever hop the fence. Yeah. Like, give me a call. What?
Hop the fence in prison?
Yeah.
Bitch, that doesn't lesbianism make any sense. Right, right.
And that's, like her entire story arc is like, we're trying to turn her from what she says in the first 20 minutes is like full blown lesbian to questioning to now they're in a relationship riding off into the sunset together. Like the whole character arcs, I guess, is him realizing he's more effeminate than he pretends to be.
Oh my God, they did the gay test.
Isn't that where this comes from?
The gay test. That used to be in elementary school. Yeah. Hey, look at your nails. And if
but
you look at your nails like this,
Geely?
You were gay. Yeah. What?
How do you look at your nails?
I mean.
Yeah, pretty fucking gay, right? Yeah.
I'm not on trial here. Yeah.
No, ben fair Affleck enough.
Is. What if you look at your nails like this? For those of you who can't see.
Oh yeah, sorry. I don't think Jennifer Lopez changes one lick in this movie. She starts fully formed knowing who she is and then...
And I think that's sick.
Yeah, she's one note the whole...
She's sexy.
I think it's so...
She's intimidating.
Incredibly attractive.
Her as a contract killer, which she does no crime and she's the softest little bitch killer I've ever seen in my life. She's just a sexual object in this movie. Yeah. She's pretty fucking hot at it.
She's great at it. And she also made me want to watch Enough again.
Oh, Enough! Oh. Enough!
Enough made me want to try Krav Maga for years. Oh, oh my God.
Female revenge films are probably my favorite genre ever.
That is the best one. Yeah. She got my haircut in that film.
You got her haircut.
You got her.
I went to my haircut guy.
Self-defense is not murder.
Make me look like I'm ready to kill my husband.
My ex. Another maybe controversial pleasure.
Mm.
Oh, I'm very curious.
Yep.
I think Jennifer Lopez out-acted everyone in this movie.
Yeah, she was great.
Okay.
I thought she was fantastic in it. And I thought that the only person that got her was Al Pacino because it's Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Al Pacino.
It's Al Pacino.
Wait, can we talk about how Al Pacino and Christopher Walken both have
scene?
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
And they're never referenced again.
I'm so glad
like
you brought this up.
They were friends with Ben Affleck.
Obviously.
Like,
we'll do a scene
or something like that. It feels too cameo.
But these are two huge.
Humongous actors.
Huge. 2003. I mean, Al Pacino still looks human back then. Like, he looks great. Yeah. Acted his fucking titties off. You're right. Makes no sense. But these are huge cameos.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah. That's why I feel like it's a friend favor.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess. I'm totally guessing. But
that was a pleasure for me was when they both walked in, my I think I even wrote it down was I said like, why is Christopher Walken here as a cop who works with contracted killers and tough guys? Question mark.
Great voice.
Al fucking Pacino? Yeah. Question mark.
Fantastic voice.
So Christopher Walken with the butter. He comes in basically says,
what's the deal?
Information.
The guy whose brother you kidnapped is a district attorney.
Was that his purpose?
Yeah.
To just say that.
So then Ben Affleck and J-Lo are like, oh, yikes, we kidnapped a district attorney's brother. Yeah. That's an information plot. And then Al Pacino comes in as the guy who set up the kidnapping, who's like against the district attorney.
Sure.
And does it matter?
Like, truly?
No. And J-Lo, like, just genuinely monologues out of death.
This
I don't know.
Could have been a child.
It would have made more sense
if it was
higher
a child.
Stakes.
If you had to cut the thumb off of a child, and then that whole scene where they go to the morgue and they have to find a kid's body, that would have been way more dark.
Then
speaking
this is
of
a drama.
Morgue.
Oh, tell us about the morgue. You know, you got info on morgues?
First of all, he cuts off a thumb. With
a plastic
knife. And they don't even show it.
No.
They show a guy get shot in the head point blank and they're off camera cutting a thumb off.
It was a plastic knife. I thought
it was from utensils.
It was
like
from
a
plastic utensil bag.
Really?
A plastic knife. No, plastic knife from a salad fork and knife kit.
That's impossible.
And
I know.
As he's cut. So for reference, the guy tells him, you have to send the thumb of the guy to the district attorney so that he knows we have him.
Right.
And Ben Affleck is like, all right, I'm going to do this. And J-Lo's the voice of reason that's like, we can't cut this guy's thumb off.
Ben's also against it.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't think he's like all the way turned yet.
That's fair.
It's a good guy at this point. So they sneak into a morgue, which apparently is super fucking easy to do.
All
you have to do is like drop something and make the guy bend over.
Yeah, they do it in Fight Club. It's
you run behind. Yeah, you like tiki 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 run behind him. And then they break into the freezer, which is also apparently super easy to just break into. Yeah.
It opens.
Yeah. And then you just take your pick at what limb you want.
I also love this movie was in a very limbo time where she has to use his home phone when she first. So no cell phones, I guess.
In 2003, we had cell phones.
He was on a pay phone. Lewis was always on a pay phone. I never saw a cell phone in this movie, I don't think.
It's a very good point.
And then also, oh shit, there was a second one. Oh, what were you just talking about?
The morgue. Oh.
The thumb. They send a thumb and it's like, yeah, it's not going to match
the thumbprint.
It's an adult thumb. Random
it's,
thumb.
It's cold. It didn't bleed.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Why would anybody be like, oh, yeah, this too much is a,
my kid brother's thumb.
Yeah.
And then the whole Al Pacino scene was phenomenal for one. For two, it's just him pointing out the flaws of the movie.
Yes.
The entire premise of the movie where he's just like, why would you do this?
Yeah.
I could have gotten off because I have like people paid off. I'm a mob boss, you idiot. Why would you think that this is the 80s and you can just kidnap a kid and intimidate a federal
prosecutor. Yeah.
What? It was so funny. And then the fish eating the brains.
That's a pleasure for sure.
It shocks you. I will give it that. The pleasure of this movie, I open mouth in my room alone like three times. One was when he just shoots the guy in the head.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. The other one is when the girl, Jennifer Lopez's ex-girlfriend, shows up unannounced and decides that she's going to try and unalive herself by slitting her wrist in the kitchen.
I thought it was another contractor.
Like, yeah,
Catch
Me If You Can. Yeah. What's the other, the town, but not the town with Matt Damon?
Oh, where everyone dies.
Yes.
The Descendants.
Spoiler alert.
No?
That one.
Is that it?
Yes. Okay. The Descendants? The Departed.
The Departed.
Oh, God.
The Descendants is George Clooney in Hawaii.
Are you talking about The Leftovers? Because that's a show.
That's the one where that would have been good, where it was a twist where everyone was a spy or whatever. And yeah, I truly thought it was a third contract killer. Oh, but it was J-Lo's ex-girlfriend coming to, out of her mind, not understand the situation of her girlfriend being a...
She's like, we can be in a three-way.
It was like confusing. Again, not the polyamorous bi erasure.
Slitting her wrist.
In the kitchen. For what? What point does it prove? Well, that J-Lo's empath?
Maybe you would do that for J-Lo. Do you know what I mean?
You're right. She is a Leo.
I would.
You know?
Yeah.
If J-Lo was breaking up with you, you'd be like, I will do fucking anything.
I would be losing my mind.
Including Ben Affleck. Like, I'm in.
I'd fuck Ben Affleck just because. Exactly.
I mean, you've already explained your attraction to him.
Yeah. I don't know. But again, I don't know why.
if you have her at one point and then you lose her. Your life is over.
Yeah. How do you think A-Rod feels right now?
I think he's okay.
Oh.
I have a theory.
You put thought into this.
I have a theory.
Let's hear it.
This is going to get me in trouble.
Can't wait.
Really?
I think that J-Lo has been married too many times to be sane.
Okay.
Oh.
I think that it's her.
You know what?
I think that it's her personality.
I don't disagree because the things I've heard about her.
Right.
That... The maintenance.
It's probably a lot.
It's a lot. And I don't think that's a wrong thing to say. I think you can say that about a man. You can say that about a woman. And anyone would agree that like when you're at that caliber of celebrity.
Yeah, it's and just money, a lot. Right, right. And J-Lo's, she's been famous for a very long time.
And she's too fucking cool to not be fucking crazy.
Like just, bathing in someone's blood every night.
Yeah, little stem cells.
I think it's the same as Rihanna, where it's just like you really have to keep up with me, and there's no man
is why she's gay in this movie, is because she's like, men just are like, they're afraid of their femininity. That's why you gotta get a guy like Jared who's not afraid to be feminine as fuck.
The thing I don't understand about J-Lo is why she keeps getting married, why she keeps doing it, where it's just like, if you know that no man can keep up,
like
why are you falling in love it is, but not to the point of marriage.
But isn't when you have that much money and an ironclad prenup, isn't it though? To be maybe thrown off that fucking cliff.
Maybe it's a power play.
And she's over 50.
I'm so like bitter about, not bitter about Hollywood.
I'm bitter.
You're
like,
also bitter.
I'm like,
yeah.
Is this just to keep them in the tabloids?
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, let's get married. Why not? And then we can get divorced later and it'll also be kind of
fun.
Yeah,
but that it's so less high stakes.
Y'all are thinking of it way at a way higher tier than I am. Yeah. I'm just thinking about it from a human aspect,
you'd
love.
Have sex with her, but you don't want to date her. It's okay. You can say that. I'd say that about Ben Affleck.
I would date J-Lo, but. Yeah.
Oh, would you?
Sure. Yeah, I guess I'm not gonna turn down J-Lo.
I don't know. Have you seen Rick's calves?
No, I'm. No, I, no.
When he walked in, this guy has calves.
J-Lo would be lucky.
Thank
today,
you. I appreciate it.
Lucky.
I don't believe it so either. Much. I think that is a bold-faced lie.
No.
Your masculinity. You're both attractive and sweet and funny. Anyway, bored. Let's talk about some guilds.
Have we not been this entire time?
No, we've been tweaking them to be pleasures, haven't we?
Okay.
Wait, guilds isn't like bad stuff?
All right. Yeah. Yeah. First one that can just open up the floor. This is the first, speaking of floors, this is the first one. It truly doesn't make any sense. Mm. So there is a scene where... Mm-hmm. J-Lo is getting ready for bed.
The first night they're together.
First night they're together. She just comes in. She's like, I'm looking after this kid too with you. We're going to, you know, mm-hmm. sleep in separate rooms. Mm-hmm. She is just... She finds, like, I don't know, it seems like
a
wheat cot.
It's a straw mat
that they give POWs in Vietnam.
So they're not on the ground.
Just the ground where he's just like, oh, you're going to get eaten by spiders or scorpions or something.
They want you to believe that Jennifer Lopez as Ricky, as whatever the fuck her name is. What was her real name?
Rochelle.
Fuck off.
Yeah. But she's...
want to believe that she's about to sleep on this straw cot.
She's this straw cot. And it's that, and it's the, I don't have any blankets at a sleepover, so here's this baby sheet type of situation.
It's like two scarves.
Yeah,
no
right.
books, no blankets
and she's,
in this house.
And she's just making a meal of it. She's like, I'm going to make this cot bed and
watch
just
me make it.
Set it up. And you're just, I'm just like, okay, just say you want her to be in doggy style position. And she's like, you know, got her back arched.
And then she later has that whole yoga mat scene that we kind of left as a pleasure where it's like, she's just showing off
her body.
And for him to be like, I can't control my masculinity, but I feel safe with you because I'm allowed to be a little feminine because you're so masculine. Right. And it's like, it's like, Jesus Christ. If you just want them to be in the same fucking bed together,
just
make that.
Just say it because you have the kid on the couch.
Yes.
I swear there were other couches in the apartment.
He had multiple couches.
There's no way that he had one
leather couches, leather jackets.
Right. Like, and I've slept in single seats before. Yeah. And you can do it, especially if you're like a contract killer, you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was going to be one of my guilts was that. For two contract killers, I'm very confused about the state of their income because they do have real leather jackets. It's very apparent. That's like their outfit
their
style choice. But then someone walks in and is like, oh, this place is a dump to his house.
Right.
But then he's also driving like a convertible lowrider where I'm like, is that a nice car? And then also, you guys never get paid for this job anyway because your boss just got shot in the fucking head.
Right.
So what is their...
Yeah. It's also like, I don't know what era this is in. Going back to the phone situation. Yeah.
Is it the 90s?
Car? Is it the 90s? Is it the 70s?
Al Pacino's there.
He's got shag carpets. Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah. I'm trying to make the guilt not so guilty. But can I just say my biggest guilt of all, what the fuck was the ending?
Where they send him on set to dance with the Australian girl?
Yes. They go to the real mob boss's house where that mob boss shoots their boss in the head. And then the mob boss, Al Pacino's like, I'm going to kill both of you because you sent the wrong thumb. And then Jennifer Lopez is like, you shouldn't do that because we're the only people who know you did that. And then he's like, yeah, so why don't I just kill you? Yeah. And she's like, because why don't you not?
Yeah.
And then they're, they you give just us a leave.
Chance? Yeah.
And then they end up driving down the PCH where they see Baywatch being shot, which is the guy's favorite film that he's always talking about. He wants to go to the Baywatch.
Which they never really explained where that came from.
And that wasn't Baywatch.
Well,
that
was they did explain where it is.
Did they?
To another guilt and to the backing of violins, he says, that's where the sex
happens. Yeah. As if like that's all he's thinking about. Yeah. That's where the sex is.
Because, yeah, he can't form full sentences.
Yeah, he's not capable of a relationship.
I don't know if this is a guilt, but something I felt bad about was that he's kind of hot.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
And I'm like, the guy from the
Hangover.
I know.
No,
did he get new teeth or did he get new fucking teeth when he got money? Y'all see those choppers?
Oh, was that not
they're like the half white? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought that was like makeup.
No, he got brand new teeth.
Do you have bad teeth in this movie?
He has bad.
I thought that was like just part of the character because apparently people
I didn't notice
with mental handicaps can't brush their own teeth.
It was bad that's how bad it was you couldn't tell what they were purposely trying to make an offensive character trait.
I watched my buddy who has autism give a eulogy.
Wow.
A couple of days ago, and I'm like, this is actually really nice.
We're growing as a society.
Right.
And we're giving space to understanding. But what the fuck are we going to do about all the fucked up we've done for the last 100 years?
Love on the Spectrum season 2 just came out. So you can just watch
that. Stream that on Netflix. Yeah. Atypical.
Atypical is great.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying. Yeah. Good job, media. Any other guilts?
What is the definition of a guilt in this situation? Like a bad part?
Something that's like a guilty
that you didn't enjoy.
Something like somebody sat in a room and wrote down suckmydick.com.
Yeah, I also wrote that one down.
Yeah.
I think that teenage scene in general bothered me. This whole thing bothered me that they're supposed to be these hard, toughened criminals, and we never see them do anything hard.
Anything hard.
So
at
it's
all.
Like I wanted him to get dried in the dryer in the opening scene, but I guess that's I have heart. I'm not going to hurt this kid.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't believe they're going to do this.
Yeah, now you're
all talk. No
nothing
walk.
About
talk
you. Do no you walk. Meditate and do yoga?
Right.
I don't believe you've ever hurt somebody.
Right.
And you use talking to help those teens or whatever.
And then when they fuck, she's wearing a robe the whole time.
Well, that was in her contract for sure.
Yeah, it's come on. We don't see you guys be bad at all. You guys aren't naughty. You're just talking.
What about his tattoos? Did you guys notice how bad they were?
Color.
It was almost foreshadowing for real life.
Don't get color tattoos.
We've talked about this.
I didn't even know they were.
You have color tattoos, don't you?
Yeah, there's some color.
Anyway,
rainbow flag. Do you have anything else to say?
No, because I'm queer. Eric? Look at my haircut.
Want to say anything about my gay tattoo?
Jennifer Lopez also had a gay tattoo on the back of her body in this movie. It was confusing. I couldn't tell if that was a character trait.
Oh, I didn't see.
The tattoos in this movie were bad.
Yeah, they were
all around.
She had a straight up kimono on at some point.
Oh, I thought it was cute. It was silky robe.
I think it was a kimono.
Is it offensive? No, they can wear kimono.
I don't know either. I won't be putting one on in the near future.
Yeah, someone tell me.
I don't think that's for us to decide.
Yeah. I think it was silky and pretty. That's what I meant. did you guys know this movie was 2 hours long?
When I saw the runtime, I was like
motherfucker.
I paused
at some point. I was like, eight-tenths of this movie still to go?
Hot take.
I think we should petition to remake this movie. Sans the problematic part, just the plot. Two contract killers get put on the same. Oh, wait, that was already made, right?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
Damn. That pairing is great. That pairing is just that odd couple situation is nice, or a co-parenting thing.
Sure.
Where it's just, I didn't expect to be raising this child or like looking after this
child.
Oh, like
the Katherine Heigl, Josh Jamal.
I was going to say Knocked Up.
Knocked Up.
No, the other one where their mutual friends die and they both have to take care of their kids.
That's sweet.
And the kid grows up to be an assassin.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, that's pretty sick. I was just like, we should write that movie.
No, but just like, I hate you because I'm this type of girl. And he's like, I'm not cool with you either.
Oh, that's like Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. All fucking rom-com white people. I hate us. Anyway,
what is it? Blended Family?
Blended Family.
Yeah.
There's also this older movie that my roommate told me about with Bette Midler.
Oh.
Where they kidnap her and the husband doesn't like her. So he's like hoping she doesn't get released. And she gets like hot when she's with the kidnappers.
Yes.
And then she like the kidnappers and her get along.
I've seen this movie and it's great.
Horrible. People or disgusting
couldn't
people
tell
or
you
something.
The name. Anyway. It's a great that you should all go watch that. instead. Do we want people to watch this?
No.
We need to bury this.
I think that this is just a dark age
in the Matrix
in the film industry.
Yeah.
Hot question. Mm-hmm. Now that Jen and Ben are back,
did they remake it?
Are they gonna make another movie together?
I don't think they should make another movie together.
You don't think they're making another
movie? I'd watch it though.
I think they should just brace for the end of society like they planned to.
Apocalypse on your mind.
Yeah.
I know.
I agree.
I'm like, are you taking your meds? Are you good? Got my strong friends?
No.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a fun fact? I didn't know if there was gonna be any fun facts. So I just like took it upon myself to take some. Did you know the original role of Ricky for Jennifer Lopez was supposed to be played by Halle Berry?
Yes.
You knew that?
I knew that.
What happened? She got Monster's Ball and
it can't be she read the script because she read the script for Catwoman and she still agreed to do that.
Okay. So Zachary Noe Towers, not Zach Andrew Kornfeld. This is the part of the show where we decide if this movie is a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain. Guilty.
Just guilty. I mean,
Jesus went right for it.
Do you guys not say that often?
No. We haven't had a lot.
The redeeming qualities for me were
Ben Affleck.
I think it was literally just the funny lines of dialogue that weren't probably intentionally funny. Yeah. I can't get it. Suckmydick.com.
My penis sneezes.
The mouth is the twin sister of the vagina. Dicosaurus Rex was in there.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
So it wasn't without... I was entertained in that way.
Why doesn't this get the cult following the way that like really fucking bad movies do? Is it because it was going?
Yeah, you watch it and then it was also going for something. It wasn't like bad enough to like sit there and laugh.
It was in that limbo. Where it's like
it was like this weird fake prestige movie slash like I loved Goodfellas so much that I wanted to make a new era about it or some shit like that.
Like high stakes, kind of zero stakes,
zero
kind
stakes.
Of high stakes again. You're like,
zero story.
They're getting a snack and then someone's getting shot in the head.
Yeah. Right.
Like, doesn't know what it is.
Right. Yeah. So it's just plain guilty, bury it. Like,
yeah.
Put it to bed.
Put it in the dirt.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
Because even the things I liked about this movie, to call it a guilty pleasure, I was like, oh, wait, that's already another movie.
Right.
The two contracted killer movies, they exist elsewhere in great
all of the
forms.
Good things about this movie exist in another movie.
Yeah.
And they did it much better.
The bodyguard's hitman or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
the
hitman's bodyguard.
Did you watch the sequel to that?
Is it out?
I laughed out loud.
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, the hitman's bodyguards. I saw it twice in theaters.
Is that okay to say?
Is this a safe space?
I like that.
That's another one. Salma Hayek could be my aunt and I would also still sleep with her.
Where the fuck did we bring in?
You know, she doesn't have to be related to you. You can just say I would.
Listen, she's got big auntie energy.
She has fun aunt energy.
The one is like gun to your head forcing you to fuck an aunt. Like, at all.
But he's just letting
you don't know that.
If that's what's been going on. Got it.
I've been.
But treat yourself. Go see that movie.
What's it called?
Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife. Oh. The Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife.
Yeah.
It's something
it's
to watch.
It's so fun.
Watch that instead of this. Rick.
Yeah.
What's your rating?
Oh, it's guilty. Yeah, it needs to like get out of the archives, burn it, all of that, all of the copies. Yeah. The fact that HBO Max picked it up.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Like, why would you do that to yourself?
You're HBO Max.
We couldn't find fucking Spice World, but we could find Geely with no problem. Yeah,
right. This should have been free on YouTube. I'm paying $5.99 a month. For this to exist
they,
in
like,
the world.
They take that and they give back to like a
some foundation.
Yeah.
For
they
every
should.
Time you watch
they
it.
Maybe the Geely makers paid to put it on HBO Max.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
And if that or is the because, case, then they deserve it.
Or it's because Bennifer's back, baby.
Oh, that's 100%
it. I'm truly hoping that is not the case.
You know that's
it
what
is
it is.
The case.
There's no reason why. Like, what studio made this?
I'm praying that oh my God.
It's 100% it. And you know I wonder how they feel about it.
I think they buy things based off of like what studio made it. So they're just like, let's just buy Universal's catalog. And then Universal, whoever made it was just like,
but
you gotta take Geely too.
Yeah.
You gotta
they
take
snuck
Geely.
It in the back with a different name.
Did a bunch of people get a residual check when it hit HBO Max?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
And they should donate all of it to the cast of Love on the Spectrum.
Yes. Yeah. I'd, no surprise, have to agree with my co-hosts here. It's just, I don't think I'd ever actually seen the movie all the way through. I think I'd seen parts enough of people making fun of it for me to think I've actually seen the movie all the way through. But I will say this. It's a guilt, but I'm glad I've seen it.
Yeah, because I think that
I'm gonna leave you hanging here. Yeah. I'm gonna let you sit with what you just said.
I'm like, I'm thinking of us.
Minus,
are you at many parties where they're like, let's talk about Geely?
It's referenced enough.
It's referenced enough, and I wanted to know why people hated it.
Okay.
And then like a quarter of the way through, I was like, this makes sense. Yeah. I don't need to watch the rest of it.
But aren't you glad you did? You wouldn't have gone to Gobble Gobble had you quit.
God. They should just have, if they just had a compilation of all of the terrible lines in the movie, then I would have watched that and I would be able to reference it at parties.
Again,
and then
YouTube.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's out there. Yeah. There's got to be like a Ben Affleck supercut of Geely.
Right.
Yeah, that accent. Jesus. That's a pleasure.
But then he goes in and out of it.
It's so in and out. Yeah. They're full words. He's
well,
like,
don't
Ben
gangsters,
voice.
When they're angry, they get a little more fucking talking to you. You hear me? And then they kind of go back over here.
But they, but the over here, there. It wasn't wasn't even here. It was
when
here.
He was saying
he was enunciating. He's saying here. Let's go over here.
It's that thing of where you grew up, right? Like where I grew up, we talk a certain way, and I can go back into it like no fucking problem. But then I consciously stay out of it because I'm like, it's a little problematic.
Yeah.
But like, isn't that why Awkwafina's in trouble too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like we just gotta. Know when we've got to
but Awkwafina's whole thing was that she was going into an accent that didn't exist in her
life at all
like
just because she grew up in Queens
that's not, and she grew up in like a white neighborhood in Queens
people on her from stuff she did a while ago or recently
both
it was just her like she came up rapping and she put on the black scent because she rapped and it's like that makes
but she did she do it in Shang-Chi
no,
that's
she
I
only
think
did
that's
it in like Crazy
back
Rich
up.
Asians and the things God, prior
it, yeah it, it's it, people it, are like oh now that you have Disney money you're
now
like
you can just drop that whole thing
yeah but doesn't Ben Affleck have an accent
he has like a Boston accent not a Jersey accent
did we believe it
no.
You didn't believe it
no
are you joking
I literally said as my first comment,
I believe it.
I don't know why. At all. I'm not proud
of
it.
You have like Ben Affleck blindness where like you just believe whatever he's saying.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Really? Especially when he's trying to be hard. Hard. Miles didn't like that one. I'm sorry.
Hard.
Okay, we're done, right? I can say everyone, Zach, tell us where to go find the people. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry we put you through this.
Oh, no, I love it.
It was either that or Cinderella.
Your hair is also doing this amazing curly thing, like a lollipop guild.
It's a good fluke.
Oh, no, that's awful. Those guys
no,
are
no, don't do that
creepy.
One either.
Also,
that
I'm so glad you brought that up. I swear I love Gigli more than the new Cinderella. Like, I can't get myself to watch the new Cinderella.
I can't either, and I don't know why.
It looks very, very bad.
Is it because Camila Cabello is insufferable?
Everybody hates her.
Exactly like Ben Affleck.
I couldn't even get through. I couldn't get through the trailer of the new Cinderella. I was like, oh, no.
The hotel we were staying at played it as an advertisement every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've seen it.
Were you staying in a Disney resort?
Maybe.
Wow.
No, we were in fucking Vegas, which is pretty much like adult Disney.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was either that or this. So. Yeah.
I'm glad. God, I can't believe I'm going to say it. I'm glad we watched Gigli. You can find me, Zach Noe Towers, everywhere. ZachNoeTowers.
And if you like queer content, Zach's really fucking gay.
Ooh, regular
really
content.
No, you're pretty
really
gay.
Really funny in general. And he's just a funny boy.
Wow, I just called it regular. That's not good.
That's not telling.
Oh, I cancel myself.
You also have a podcast
called Good Morning Sodomite,
which my dad had a very fun time researching the word sodomite again because he was like, well, isn't that a slur? Yeah. He was worried for you, but
yeah, I know.
Good Morning Sodomites, Good Morning Sod.
Good pod sod.
Anyway, go follow my
friend. Yeah, find me.
Rick, where can the people find you?
Just at Garrick Bernard on all of the things.
I'm Kelsey Darrow on all the things. And we will see you next week. And fuck Zach Kornfeld. You don't need to know his fucking handle. You know it.
Corn Diddy. It's Corn Diddy.
Oh, did Garrick? I thought we were doing a thing.
Follow Corn Diddy.
All right, fine. Whatever.